This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It is Free Talk Live, hour number three of the live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you tonight is Ian
and Mark.
And Mark, you've got your Avengers shirt on, one of your Avengers shirts on tonight. I heard you saw the Deadpool movie, and I've heard a lot of people raving about it.
I'm going to call it a 4.5. I believe the Deadpool, out of 5, the Deadpool movie is, if you have any kind of attachment to this movie, you know, this franchise, you should definitely go see it.
I have never heard of Deadpool before the movie.
I wonder
see it anyway.
What it would be like for you. I just, I don't live in your world,
yeah.
Ian. You know, like you're slightly younger than I am. You're about 10 years younger.
Not a comic book guy.
You're right. Transformers were your thing.
Yeah.
For me, you know, a Marvel Comics was the thing.
Now, I've enjoyed the Marvel movies that I've seen.
I don't know much of anything about Deadpool, because I didn't. He came out in the 90s, and it was never a thing for me.
You were in prison at the time.
Yeah, I was, in fact, it was really, really great. I think you would enjoy it. I think anybody would enjoy it. Do not take your children to this movie.
Why not? What's wrong with this movie?
It is a full-on R-rated movie. You're going to have to explain to them why the nice man and the nice woman are naked wrestling. you're going to.
Is it like full frontal nudity or like pretty close?
Yeah, they're doing it,
dude.
And yeah, they're doing it. They're naked and doing it.
Okay.
Yes. This is an adult movie. Do not mistake this. It could have slipped into the NC-17 rating, okay?
Like, you're not talking about, like, softcore? You're talking about...
They cuss constantly.
Okay.
It is softcore. There's there's not a vagoscope up in
there,
you know, a speculum, right? and then you have to explain what a nudie bar is, and this is what I think would be the hardest thing to explain to my son.
A strip club?
A strip club.
Why would that be so hard?
Well, try to explain it. Explain it to me. Explain it to a kid right now.
All right. Well, son, there's a certain place that lonely men go to because they want to talk to a woman who normally they don't spend time, you know, doing that kind
of
thing.
Why do they have their clothes off?
Well, because men like to see women with their clothes off, son. That's just how things are.
Why do men like to see their women with their clothes off?
Well, women like to see men with their clothes off, and some men like to see men with their clothes off, and some women like to see women with their clothes off.
Do you want to take Jack to this movie? We can take Uncle Ian and Jack to the movie.
No.
Right?
This is
not a movie for kids. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been warned.
Look, there's nothing wrong with taking your clothes off, kid.
No, there's nothing. No, no.
People will think there's something wrong with it.
My son,
people want to
take their clothes off.
People want to see others with their clothes off, but they also, conversely, have a very strange aversion to taking their own clothes off. So there's a strange paradox there, son. Have I gone beyond a 5-year-old? Because he's actually almost 8 years old, right?
Right.
Toll-free numbers.
I don't think any of it makes... I don't... Even as a... You know, I would consider myself about as liberal as parents come. And I don't particularly want to explain to my son what a strip club is. Why do men give money to women to take their clothes off? It's just a... You know, this isn't something I want to cement in his ideas and having any sort of level of normality.
Well, at some point, he's going to learn what a strip club is.
I'm clear on that.
Well... Okay, so would you just prefer to not be there?
Imagine what goes on a strip club before
he learns it.
What goes on in a strip club.
So you want him to go into a strip club at some point in his life not understanding what it is, or just like you're hoping he'll eventually figure it out on his own?
I'm not hoping anything. Look, dude, I grew up on, you know where I grew up, there's a strip club at the end of the street.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know where you grew up.
I
know you grew up somewhere in East Bradenton.
No, that was where that's where my house was. But my grandmother's house was right there
the heart of Bradenton,
14th Street. You know where the Peekaboo Lounge is.
I've been by it a few times. I didn't live up that way.
That thing was it's been there for decades.
It's still there, huh? Is it still there?
I think it is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Full nude? No, that was only topless, right?
I was in there one time as an adult.
I've never been to a strip club.
I went by it, and sometimes on our bikes, we'd go around back and see if, like, the door would swing open. as we were going by.
That's a great story. I wonder how many teenage boys or young boys. Were you young or teenage?
I'm teenage.
Okay. I wonder how many boys have that same story of, like, creeping around the strip club or the XXX store.
We would generally ride our bikes by just a little slowly, to see if the door
as
would be
as slowly as possible, I would imagine.
Not, like, to the point you were falling off or you're scared of getting yelled at, I think.
Sure.
But, you know, right next door was Pirate's Cove, the video game place.
Yeah, that place was cool.
So,
now I know where it is.
We would cut through to avoid getting on the major road. We just sort of stay through parking lots and stuff like that. Real nice area. Pawn shop, strip club. Kids video game place.
And well, can you explain to your son what the video game place is? I mean, why is it harder to explain the strip club than it is, let's say, or is it any harder to explain the video game place?
Do you think that men should give money to women to get naked and dance around? I mean,
I don't think they should. Yeah, I've never been to a strip club.
Do you want to explain pathetic behavior to your child?
Well, you know, maybe they don't see it as pathetic. I mean, that's your interpretation.
That's what I'm afraid of, that he doesn't see it as pathetic.
I mean, if you think about it, there are lonely people in the world, and this is one way for those people to be less lonely. A lot of strippers will tell you.
That's not what lonely is. There's lots of places for you to go talk to people. You've got lonely and horny confused.
No, I don't think I do, because I've known a few strippers, and they will tell you that a lot of those guys are going in there just to talk to you. Yes, they are also wanting to see you naked. But so I think there's probably different people that are attending. Hold on. I think there is different. Having never been, and only just having talked to strippers, okay, so this is where my expertise on this is coming from. There's different kinds of people that'll go to a strip club. There's the lecherous type of person who's looking to hire the stripper for sex later on. That person goes to a strip club.
Yeah, they're not going
to
do that.
Oh, yes, they will. If they know the person is a high-dollar, high-money player, they're absolutely going to get in touch with that person later on if they want to. Not all strippers will do this, but some will, and they'll find them.
I suppose that's true.
So that kind of person comes into the strip club. There's, of course, the party that comes into the strip club, like a bachelor party or whatever. They're, whooping it up and throwing money. So there's those kind of people. But then there's also the lonely guy. And strippers will tell you, these guys will hire them to sit and talk. Not even necessarily to grind on their crotch with a lap dance or whatever. They'll do that. I'm sure some of them will do that too. But some of them just want to talk to a girl. It's sort of like the snuggling thing,
Talk to an attractive girl who doesn't have very many clothes on. You can go find places where you can go talk to somebody. You can find places where you can go talk to a woman. You can find places where you can go talk to a young woman if that's what you wish to do. It's you want to talk to a young woman with the sort of this tantalizing.
Where are the places that you can
going on?
Wait a minute. But where are the places? Okay, so you mean like a bar would be a place where you could go talk to a woman?
Yeah, I'm sure
generally.
You can go talk to a young woman at church. There's plenty of churches where you can go chit-chat with people.
Yeah.
There's lots of social
clubs. But in this case, you're paying for their time. Okay, and that's
you're paying a lot
the
for their time.
Yeah.
You'd be far better off paying for a psychiatrist at the rates that they pay these women.
Okay, toll-free number is 855-453. I'm just telling you that there are different reasons why people go into a strip club, and you could explain those things to your son. I mean, how old he would have to be to really understand it, I think, is really the only question.
Yeah, I just have no interest in it.
So you're just going to let it happen. You're going to let him figure out what a strip club is all on his own.
I think we can have a conversation with it about it sometime later, but at this point, he has no clue, and I don't see any particular reason to tell him.
Do you screen your son's movies before you show them to him?
The only movies... Okay, so I was willing to show him 300, which is... a very violent film, because it has some historical attachment, right? It's loosely based on the story of Thermopylae. And we've talked about King Leonidas, and my son considers King Leonidas, as I do, a very important historical figure. Whatever your preference is. So we've talked about him a great deal. He wants to see that movie. My wife nixed that one. She nixed 300.
Oh, I thought you said you did show him 300. Gotcha.
No, I wanted to show him 300. Okay. She nixed it.
Got it.
Other than that, that's the only one. Other than Deadpool, those are the only movies that so far we've nixed.
But you don't see them beforehand, right? So you just sort of read about the movie and then decide whether or not you want to go with him. You don't, like, screen the movie first and then bring him in to see it.
I generally don't. I haven't been that concerned with it. Yeah. People were very clear that you shouldn't take your kids to see Deadpool. And I am with those people. You should not take your kid to see Deadpool.
All right, toll-free number 855-453. We'll get back to Venezuela and the economy down there. Are these last-minute changes going to pull it out of its economic difficulties? We'll tell you about it, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart. And if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking about, or we're going to continue to discuss, the Venezuelan economic disaster that they're making some changes. They're adjusting the exchange rate of the bolivar to the dollar. Was 6.3, it's now 10. Is that going to make a difference? And we'll get into that. But first, Mark, tell me about how you can make, you know, forget about dollars and buy things cheaper through SaveItPurse.com.
Well, you know, dollars are money, and you can save money by making your purchases at SaveItPurse.com. Now, what SaveItPurse.com is it's a way to use Amazon with other people to work together to get products that are cheaper. Let me explain how it works. You have Bitcoin. That's the trick. That's the catch. You need to have Bitcoin to get all these things, but you get huge savings. You get 30% is a relatively common thing that you can save there. 30% off. And what you do is you offer, this is the item I want. You say, this is the item I want. And you offer the item at a 30% savings. Somebody comes along. They buy that item for you. They ship it to you. And then you release the Bitcoin to them. It's a great system, and it's a great way to save money. Amazon has most of the things that you buy in order to live. Obviously, you can't pay your power bill there. You can't buy fresh produce generally on Amazon. But other than that, you're pretty much talking about you can get meats through there. You can get, certainly cereals. You can get paper towels and toilet paper and just about everything you need. You can now get it at a 30% savings. Go check it out and see what kind of savings you can have for your life. And you may have a raise for yourself. Make yourself more money by saving. It's not what you spend. It's not what you earn. It's what you spend. SaveAtPurse.com.
I gotta say though, it had been working at 50% for me for a while, but the 50% ones I put on a couple of weeks, like a week ago or so, have not gone for no one's bought them yet. So.
Competition, buddy.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna have to lower my rate to like 40% and see if someone will bite. Anyway, it's still great. Even if all you get is 20% off, it's still awesome because it's 20% off of Amazon's amazingly low prices already. So try it out over at SaveAtPurse.com. As we go to the phones here, actually go to Skype, where Armed Truth is on the line with us. Armed Truth, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from California.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I actually wanted to call regarding the Apple situation.
Apple versus the FBI, where the FBI is demanding, or actually a court specifically on behalf of the FBI, is demanding that Apple crack into the encrypted phone of the shooter from the December shootings in San Bernardino.
Yeah, exactly. And, they were talking, Apple came out and said they're not going to give FBI the backdoor, to create it for the device, but...
Are you in an airplane right now?
Can you hear? Sorry, I'm driving. I'm in a really bad spot right now.
I see. It's just a little noisy in the background. Anyway, go ahead. Oh, he's gone. I don't know where he was going with that.
Neither.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Generally a bad idea to call when you're in a bad spot.
You don't always know.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, but if you know it's a bad spot, he probably knew enough to know that that area was a bad spot. Like there's a certain spot on the highway
driving,
I know.
90% of the driving you do is in an area that you're familiar with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's true.
All right, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can bring up anything. So we were discussing the big changes in Venezuela with Presidente Nicolas Maduro announcing the first rise in petrol prices in 20 years. Now, 20 years between the last time and now, that's a long time for someone to not adjust a price, to not adjust the price of a product in a marketplace in 20 years. How many companies would ever do something like that?
I can't imagine too many, but there's probably some products out there that the price hasn't been adjusted on in 20 years.
I imagine it'd be a short list.
Yeah.
I mean, given that, you're always adjusting prices based on the inputs, for instance, what it costs, what the labor cost is, the cost of the materials that go into the product.
Democratic socialists, which is what Bernie Sanders claims to be, mm-hmm. would claim that they don't believe in price controls. Maybe the minimum wage. The minimum wage certainly is a price control.
Okay.
But they don't generally believe in price controls. They just believe in providing, basic services. So, for instance, they wouldn't tell the marketplace what to charge for medical services. They would just have the government pay for those medical services, if that makes sense.
But then what if – so you're saying that even if the prices of the medical services went up, the government wouldn't try to stop them from doing that under that particular plan?
Well, the claim would be that the prices would have to go up if they have to go up. Mm-hmm. But if one actor attempts to raise the prices, then the other actors in the marketplace would disallow it because there would be competition in the area of supply.
But wouldn't Bernie Sanders want a one-size-fits-all government system to provide the health care?
Generally the way these things go after they're implemented, but before they're implemented, you get all kinds of lies.
Gotcha. So, right. So you're not saying, so what you're saying is that Bernie Sanders is lying in order to get elected than to implement more socialism.
I think he probably doesn't know what it would look like if implemented here in the United States, but then he looks around the world and sees some of the advantages to some of the single-payer systems in different places. There's all kinds of different government health care systems in sort of the industrialized mm-hmm. countries. The United States is arguably, in some ways, the worst, but you can't claim that the United States had some kind of free market in healthcare prior to the intervention of Obamacare.
So anyway, in addition to raising the price of the gasoline by 6,000+%, taking it from 0.097 bolivars to 6 bolivars, and by the way, they also raised up they increased the exchange rate from 6.3 bolivars to 1 U.S. dollar to 10 bolivars to 1 U.S. dollar, which, as a percentage of 6.3, that's a pretty big increase from that perspective, going from 6.3 to 10. It's a 50% increase there, roughly a little bit over that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still not really significant if you compare it to the black market rate, which the last we heard was around 700 to 1.
Yeah.
So this is nothing. This changes nothing except for
it's going to make no difference.
At least the exchange rate changes nothing. As far as the gasoline price change, they are saying here that the Guardian.com does say that apparently it would still make Venezuela's gas the cheapest in the world. The socialist government's announcement revealed some of the so-called free market reforms. Maduro gave a 5-hour televised speech calling it a necessary action to balance things. I take responsibility for it. He said in the speech in which he announced the measures.
Did the little bird that he talks to tell him to do this? Isn't that how he speaks with
old Presidente Hugo Chavez?
Chavez is channeled through the bird.
Right, sort of like how Eleanor Roosevelt used to do that with who was the dead person?
Too?
Who was the dead person that talked to her through a bird?
I don't know anything about Eleanor Roosevelt talking to dead
Check
people.
Check that out for me, because I'm pretty sure that was a thing. Anyway, Maduro said the new fuel prices would help support social programs such as housing, health services, and education, which had won his predecessor, Hugo Chavez, a broad following when he set the country on a socialist path 17 years ago. By the way, Maduro doesn't have the same following. A lot of people are getting kind of sick and tired of what's happening there, and he, although he hasn't been voted out yet, there has been a changeover in sort of the representatives, or I forget what they're called over there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, and you can also bring up anything that you want on the live Sunday edition with Ian and Mark.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. I don't know where I got the idea that it was Eleanor Roosevelt who was communicating with a bird. I can't find it, so I got to retract that statement. But I did find this story from WND.com. Now, let's be clear. This is, you know, clearly a biased website. It's kind of a righty site, just making sure everyone knows that. Joe Kovacs writes, did U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton communicate with the dead spirit of former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt just this week? This was back in 2012. If you believe her husband, Bill Clinton, the answer would be yes. On Wednesday, Mr. Clinton appeared in New York City at a dedication ceremony for the Franklin D. Roosevelt Four Freedoms Park. In his remarks, the former president said that his wife was, quote, known to commune, unquote, with Eleanor Roosevelt, who died in 1962, and that Roosevelt gave Hillary a message for him this week. So maybe that's where I got the Roosevelt communicating with the dead thing from, that it was Hillary who apparently, allegedly, has been communicating with Eleanor Roosevelt posthumously.
I find it difficult to imagine that Bill was saying this sort of seriously, that she's communing with... you know, Roosevelt. I mean, like, I say all kinds of silly things about my wife, you know, and the crap she has to put up with is, you know, no woman should have to suffer through. But,
well, let me give you the full statement then, right? Because they do actually give you more context here. And so kudos to them for actually just, you know, not giving you the statement completely out of context. Here's what Bill Clinton fully said. Quote, a special thanks to the members of the Roosevelt family who are here and the one who is not, Eleanor. who made sure that the four freedoms were included in the preamble to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. I believe that's the UN declaration that he's referring to there. Going on, he said, "I know that because, as all of you famously learned when I served as president, my wife, now the Secretary of State, was known to commune with Eleanor on a regular basis. And so she called me last night on her way home from Peru to remind me to say that, that Eleanor had talked to her and reminded her that I should say that." Now, that sounds a lot like she's talking with Eleanor Roosevelt from the dead.
Sounds like that.
Right? Yeah. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We'll get back into Venezuela's economic changes. We got Rob. He's on the line in Lynchburg listening to WLNI-FM. Hey, Rob.
I love your show because it's like the Seinfeld of radio. It's not about anything. You know,
the Deadpool review
was great. No, you're about freedom and you have themes, but you just go everywhere. I'll wear
yes.
strippers for 20 minutes.
We will go everywhere on Free Talk Live. That's true.
And you never agree. You know, a lot of talk radio is criticized because people, you're a mind-numbed robot. People just gravitate to the type of show that validates their point of view.
Sure.
But you two
that much is true.
There's never a single point of view. It's great.
It's one of the critiques of Free Talk Live from an advertising standpoint is
really?
That we can't send, you know, we can't just, you know, tell you our mind-numbed, you know, automatons to go do things. So the endorsement aspect is confusing for some advertisers.
Ooh,
because
yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
We expect our listeners to think for themselves and to come to their own conclusions when presented with facts. And I like facts as much as I can find them. But, so that's an argument.
Yeah, but if one of you said, you know, Cool Whip is great, I guarantee you the other one would be like, no, it's not. And let me tell you 25 reasons.
Well, I mean, we don't disagree on everything. But
you like Cool Whip?
It certainly stands out when we do disagree. It's more noticeable when that does happen.
It's more interesting to talk about, too, if we just
right.
agree that Cool Whip's. Do you like Cool Whip?
I'm no fan.
Disgusting
no.
stuff, no.
I would never purchase Cool Whip. I wouldn't be offended if I found it on something.
I like whipped cream, but
is
that
it different from whipped cream? Is it not
it
whipped
is
cream?
A, it's a whipped, like, dairy product or something like
so
that.
So there's no cream in Cool Whip?
Look, I'm not here to speak on the ingredients.
Okay, then I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I presumed Cool Whip was whipped cream. So
people call it that.
Okay, if it's not whipped cream, then I have no opinion about it. I probably wouldn't like it then. I don't really even know what that is then.
Okay.
I haven't had
whipped
Cool
cream's
Whip.
Awesome. And
yeah.
who doesn't
right.
like that stuff on their desserts?
Yeah, I was thinking of whipped cream. I can't even tell you what Cool Whip tastes like then because I haven't had it ever.
My grandmother put it on all kinds of things.
Okay.
Anyway,
Rob, what were you really calling about?
I'm sorry. Just love your show and that aspect.
No, thanks. I appreciate that.
I called about the Apple deal, and I hear conflicting sides of that. You know, I hear mainstream, even mainstream conservative people like Sean Hannity. Why is Apple being so bad? They're not letting them fight terrorists. And then people like Rush Limbaugh say, hey, I'm an Apple guy. I've looked at the blog. It's a scam. The FBI is not asking for the information off the phone. They're asking for the key to everyone's safe. They're asking for Apple to degrade their security.
So you're saying there's actually disagreement within the conservative talk radio community about this issue?
Oh, that's, yes. And it's not really... It's not really a partisan issue. I would think, I mean, Apple's about as liberal as you can get. You know, and Rush Limbaugh's about as conservative as you can get. He's on their side and a big fan of their product.
Interesting.
I just wondering, do you guys know the actual technical? I mean, I don't think the Apple people are lying. I mean, I think they know their product. I think if the FBI said, break into this phone and then bring us a file of all the information, this thing would be over tomorrow.
I don't think so. First of all, the court has said you need to crack this. And that's what the current state is, where there's a court order from a judge saying you need to crack this. Apple's saying we can't.
And I've heard, that's why I'm asking, maybe you guys would know because you're such freedom advocates. I don't know the technical part, but I've heard there was a search warrant, and that's not true. There's a court order, which is, because I've heard other talk radio people say... Well,
that's what a warrant is, by the way. A warrant is a court order to search a place, generally. In this case,
right.
This is a court order to order, to specifically order Apple to program a backdoor into a future version of the operating system, the iOS system that runs its cell phones. So, no, I want to believe that Apple is telling the truth when they say they can't crack their own encryption.
Well, Cato has an article here and says the real reason Apple's fighting the FBI, and it gives four reasons, four important pieces of context that are necessary to see the trouble with the Apple order. And it says that this offers the government a way to make tech companies work with investigations. This is a public fight that could affect private orders from the government. The consequences of a precedent permitting this sort of coding conscription are likely to be enormous in scope. And fourth, most ominously, the effects of a win for the FBI in this case almost certainly won't be limited to smartphones.
Right. And it would turn Apple and other tech companies into essentially programming arms for the state, which is a really scary idea.
Yeah, I don't understand a judge. And again, it's not a search warrant. It's a court order citing the All
That's correct.
Writ, the All Writs Act 200 years ago, which is that you can, you know, compel businesses to help in criminal investigation. I mean, who doesn't want to get that bad Muslim guy's phone and help? I mean, of course they would. But I tend to believe that Apple's telling the truth about the technical end of it, because Apple's saying, we'll give you the information. We're just not going to open every state. We're not going to open every phone we sell around the country. And that's my point, is this smells of the general warrants that are run through the FISA court that are completely anathema to the Constitution and are against the Virginia Declaration of Rights. They're specifically mentioned, which...
Well, right. I mean, this is clearly unconstitutional. This is, you know, a violation of your right to privacy, amongst other things. It's also a violation of your right to run a business the way that you damn well want to and not have to be an arm of the state, an unpaid arm of the state.
If nobody stands up and questions what the government's orders are, the government's orders will soon be tyrannical. And thank God somebody's standing up and questioning, because there's far too many people that just won't ask questions.
Why can't a court, if this is just in a broad general sense, if a court can tell the head of Apple, perform the following technical things that I don't even understand as a judge, why can't a court just order a doctor to perform a surgery? Why can't a court just order you to plow these acres? I mean, that's like government-compelled slavery.
Courts have done things like that. Courts have ordered, let's say, like teenagers who are sort of under parents' care, but the government's gotten involved in their relationship through, say, CPS or whatever. They've ordered parents to take their kids to have certain operations done. That's happened.
Yeah, well,
it's crazy.
Everything involving CPS.
But it's the courts that are, that are authorizing it. Thanks for the call, Rob. I appreciate it. Good conversation. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Once you start paying attention, you find out things are much worse than you might have thought. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here in the remaining moments of this live Sunday edition. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Talking about some of the supposed economic reforms that are happening in Venezuela. Of course, the country is spiraling down pretty quickly. Inflation rate, the unofficial inflation rate's like 700%, somewhere around that range, maybe more at this point. The government has responded now. But apparently Hugo Chavez has been instructing Nicolas Maduro via a bird, maybe more than one bird. I don't know if it's the same bird that he's consulting or if it was just a random bird here and there. But he's at the very least a couple of times talked to allegedly Hugo Chavez through a bird. And so whether these reforms have come through the bird or not, we don't know at this point. But there's more here from the story from TheGuardian.com. Maduro said he hopes the new measures, which include a 6,000-plus% increase in gas price and also an increase in the exchange rate from 6.3 bolivars per dollar to 10 bolivars per dollar, he hopes that the measures will be, quote, understood by the people on the streets. Now, if the gas price on the streets goes up 6,000%, how many people on the streets are going to be understanding towards that?
Very few.
Yes. Now, this man is supposed to be the man of the people. This is the people's revolution. And I think that if there are still people who support this guy, despite the fact that they have to wait in lines for things like chicken, soap, if they can even get them, if they can survive the scramble and the fracas in the actual store, the grocery store, the people fighting over the what few food items might actually remain, that finding out that in order to then get home from the store is now going to cost them 6,000 times as much, I think might be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Because that's a huge price increase. Now, it may be nothing for major gas buyers. As they point out here, the petrol price from Venezuela is going to be the lowest of the entire world, even at these new rates. But that's not going to matter to the people in the streets, is it?
Probably not.
So already things are pretty bad for them. Anyway, he goes on, alluding to the 1989 wave of violence known as the Caracazo that left hundreds dead, which was sparked by a rise in fuel prices.
I see.
So, yeah, Maduro also announced a 20% increase to the country's minimum wage. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry about this gas price increase. We'll raise your minimum wages by 20%, so you don't have to worry about
that. If gas prices are sufficiently low, then a 20% increase in a sufficiently high minimum wage would make that difference.
But even with the rises, Venezuela's petrol will still be the cheapest in the world, allowing Venezuelans to fill their tanks with a high-octane gasoline for the equivalent of the price of three beers. Wall Street analysts previously said Venezuela needed a sharp currency devaluation, spending cuts, and a rise in fuel and electricity prices to avoid further economic meltdown. But local analysts say the changes announced by Maduro have not gone far enough. Analyst Luis Vicente León said the measures were akin to, quote, putting truffle salt on a rotten steak, unquote. Leon said on Twitter that the government would have to constantly adjust the fuel prices so the impact wouldn't be pulverized by inflation, which in 2015, now they're going to say, give you a number here, 140%. That's the government's official rate. The unofficial rate of inflation is much higher.
Much higher.
Around 700-800%. He added that the changes to the exchange rate system did not seem to represent a fundamental change. Quote, we'll have to wait and see the implementation, but it doesn't seem to be enough, he tweeted. Yes. What you really need to do is get rid of the government exchange rate. If you want to help solve the country's problems, which I don't know if this guy really wants to help or if he just wants to milk it for as much as he can before it goes down in flames and he runs.
I think they believe this stuff.
And he runs off to hide in some other nation.
But I will agree that at this point, just about anybody can see the handwriting on the wall. You know, Maduro has been judged and he has been found wanting. That is the handwriting on the wall, by the way.
Maduro revealed the measures by decree after the Supreme Court overturned the opposition-controlled legislature's decision not to grant him special powers. So that's what we reported on about a week or so ago. The latest update on Venezuela was that the Supreme Court basically of Venezuela gave him special powers. Here are your powers, Maduro. Now you are the strong president, because they already took the Bolivar and made the strong Bolivar out of it. And what was it, a 10-to-1 flip on that, where you could turn in 10 Bolivar?
Right, turn in one 10 Bolivar and then made it into the strong
get
Bolivar.
One strong
and then
Bolivar.
Now the strong Bolivar is just,
being devalued.
You know, it's just being destroyed.
It's a mess. Maduro, let's see here. Mm-hmm. The showdown with the opposition, which has held a majority in the National Assembly since January, for the first time in 17 years, has turned even moderates more radical. Two-time opposition presidential candidate Enrique Capriles, who is the leader of the moderate wing of the opposition, threw his support behind a possible referendum on recalling Maduro on Wednesday. He said in a tweet after Maduro's speech, quote, the constitutional time has come. Let's go for a recall, unquote. Under the Constitution, the opposition needs to collect almost 4 million signatures to force a recall referendum and then get more people to vote against him than those who voted for him in the 2013 presidential election. That's interesting, because I find myself curious as to what the population of, because 4 million signatures is a lot.
That's a lot of signatures, yeah. Would you want, if you were the opposing party, would you want to be put into this position?
I mean, imagine, of having to gather signatures?
Not gathering signatures, Ian, of getting Maduro out. Do you think they can save this?
Oh, well.
I mean, it's like you've been pushed out of the plane already.
Yeah,
and
what
now,
do you do?
You know, this economy's going to crash.
30 million plus people in Venezuela, 30.41 according to 2013 numbers.
I think what you could do is you could set some expectations that you could say, you know, ladies and gentlemen of Venezuela, you know, we have been, you know, the government has been completely irresponsible in the way that's been handling the economy, and it is going to take years to set right. We are going to go about doing it the right way, But understand that it's going to take you and me and everyone working hard in this economy to make it great. And you can set in place a, you know, a real free market economy or something closer to a real free market economy that could then have stability. I would also recommend a money that was backed by something of value. I like Bitcoin personally, but, you know, you could very well go with a gold backed or silver backed or, you know, they've got petrol backed currency that's good for a gallon of
the
gas.
The best thing they can do is cut the hell out. They should get rid of the exchange rate, the official exchange rate, let the market set the rates, and also get rid of the currency. Just get rid of it. You know, if people want to keep using the existing bolivars, okay, that's fine. Well, I don't imagine that'll work out.
To stop issuing them.
But yeah, just okay. Yeah, now you figure it out. Dollars, bolivars, but gold, Bitcoin.
Yep.
Gold, let the market decide. Get the state out of it, and then let the market fix whatever the damn problems are with the economy at that point. Because right now, one of the reasons why food doesn't come in to Venezuela is because of the official exchange rate. Because if you're a business in Venezuela, you cannot order food from providers in other countries. You know, Mexico cannot ship pallets of food down to Venezuela because they want to get paid in dollars. And the Venezuelans can't pay in dollars because they can't acquire dollars from the banks in Venezuela. So even though there's a state exchange rate of 10 to 1 now, it was 6.3, they've raised it to 10, you still can't go to the bank and exchange that. You can't go and walk in and say, give me dollars. Here's 10 bolivars. I would like a dollar, please. No. You can't do that. That's illegal for us to give you that money. So how do I pay for the pallet full of food that I can then stock my grocery store with? Well, sorry, you're going to have to figure that out. What do you do in that case?
Yeah. Gold?
Because you can't go on the black market and do it because you can't be operating a business that's on the up and up, that's in the open, by you doing black market deals.
The gold in your country is going to go away pretty quickly at that point. You're going to have a difficult time finding things to trade.
Right. And if you were to start doing the black market deals and you were to start advertising food, because then you could get food in. Like if you're willing to actually pay the 700 bolivars to buy the dollars on the black market to then, or let's say you get a better deal. Because if you buy more dollars, you'll get a lower price, right? It might go down to five. If you buy a bunch of dollars, it might go down to, you know, $400 or $500 per dollar. So, you know, if you pay these exorbitant black market prices, you could get dollars. Then you could order food, but then you'd have to raise the price. You wouldn't be able to sell the food at the government mandated exchange rate, which would be a ridiculously low price, which would result, of course, in the food being blown out the door instantly by whoever shows up to buy it. So, this exchange rate is totally screwing this country over.
Maybe. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. The fat lady singing.
Yeah.
By the way, the words that were written on the wall was meeny, meeny, ticklin' farse. I had to look that up.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow night online between now and then over at freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.